Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some developments in Ukraine and with Vladimir Putin, and this is something that I want to keep on everybody's radar. There's this genocide going on in Ukraine, war crimes, by an international monster who happens to have nuclear weapons, but he can be stopped. But they occasionally make these threats and references, trying to rattle the West. And it's important, when a bully talks trash and he's weak, you have to be skillful about how you respond. A couple of his lapdog members of his parliament, the Russian Duma, D-U-M-A, that's their parliament, said yesterday that if the U.S. uses the $350 billion that's on deposit in American banks from Russia, because they don't trust their own banks, we use it to rebuild Ukraine, they will take back Alaska, which they sold to the United States in the 1860s for a couple of million bucks. They call it Seward's Folly. Remember Seward, the Secretary of State? It was the best real estate transaction we ever made, other than buying basically the southern United States, the New Orleans, Louisiana area from France. That was pretty good too. Seward's Folly. Well, I got news for you. Their Navy's pathetic. They're pathetic. They're not taking back anything. But they say stuff like that to try to look tough. The fact is, we do have $350 billion on deposit in our banks, and there's another hundreds of billions of dollars on deposit in London and Frankfurt, where they deposited, Russia did, to try to get the rest return on their dollar in solid investments. I've advocated, and so have other people advocated, that we take that $350 billion and use it to rebuild Ukraine that they've destroyed. And some people, some wonky people, will go, well, Matt, you know, you can't just grab stuff. There has to be a purpose, eminent domain, or there has to be, it's a taking. And under the Fifth Amendment, you have to compensate them. You have to have a judicial process, a judicial degree. Baloney. Baloney. Here's their judicial access. Joe Biden puts in an order that this $350 billion can be used to rebuild Ukraine. If the Ruskies, and by the way, I would also take all of the assets of the oligarchs that are on deposit in the United States, in banks, in real estate, in Florida and New York City, not just the yachts, everything, sell them and use that to rebuild Ukraine. And the Ruskies and the oligarchs will go, well, we are going to invoke your constitution. Obviously, we have no constitution. We are perverts. We are genocidal sadists and thieves. Okay. They won't say that. I'll say that. But your constitution says that you can't take property without due process. Under the Fifth Amendment, and that's extended to the states in the 14th Amendment, even though this would be the federal government, so it would be the Fifth Amendment. And, you know, this wasn't due process, give it back. Very, very simple solution. Biden goes, no, we're not giving it back. If you want to, you can sue the U.S. government in American courts and make your case to get it back. That's your judicial process. We are preemptively going to do it. You can sue to get it back. By the way, if one of your oligarchs sets foot on our soil, we will arrest him for being a thief. And you, Putin, we will arrest because you and the oligarchs have stolen 80% of your nation's surplus wealth generated by your trade deficit. 80%. They steal it. It's a kleptocracy. That means in Greek, it's ruled by thieves. Ruled by thieves. Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to come here and sue us? You just want us voluntarily to give you the money? Or we sue you to let judges get involved? What, the same judges that have just said they may take away our right to vote in the Supreme Court, take away other rights? No, no, no. This is what we are going to do. Putin is getting desperate. He also threatened Ukraine. He just came out with a statement that said, quote, Russia is ready to fight until the last Ukrainian is left standing. Well, it's the Ruskies that have taken real casualties. The problem is that there are 145 million Ruskies. There are only 45 million Ukrainians. Many of them are now refugees. We have got to get Zelensky more multiple launch systems. We've given him four. We've given him four more. We should give him 50. Give him plenty of ammo and missiles and launch against all the Ruskies and try to get Chechens. They are among the most vicious Islamic terrorists. They've been unleashed in Ukraine and raping every woman they can find. Kill them. Kill as many as you can. All of them. Get shore-to-ship missiles. Start hitting their ships. Putin has shown that he's weak, that he is afraid of the United States, and isn't doing anything to stand up to us giving them these kind of missiles. That is what is needed to induce the other genocidal sadists who are oligarchs to say, well, we don't object to what he's doing, but we object to him losing doing it, and they take him out. That is the idea. That's very, very rough. You're not going to see that in a State Department memo. But we have got to stand against him. Medvedev, former president, his lackey, his toady, again comes out. They mention nuclear weapons. They never do anything. Let me put it in a more common way. What do you do if a bully and a bad man is trash talking and you know he's weak? Now, on the one hand, you don't get down the gutter with him because it just that can induce him to do something irrational. But he's got to be told that he's a bad man, that he's weak, he's not going to win. And you continue to hit him on his own internal self-esteem. When I was in Russia in 97, a guy came up to me after one of our lectures, and I always made a point of praising Russian literature and music. Big fan of Tchaikovsky, Dostoevsky, and I would say that. Then he came up and he said, well, Mr. Flynn, if we're so great, like you say, why are we so backward? Russians have a tremendous inferiority complex. They are a nation state. We're not a nation state. We don't have an organized religion. We have separation of church and state. We have many races and many ethnic backgrounds. Russia doesn't. Russia is a Slavic Russian Orthodox society, and they know they have been looked on and looked down on for a long time, and they don't know why. Well, because they have lived like animals for 1,000 years and mistreated people for a long time. That's why. That's why Peter the Great, you know, Putin goes, well, I'm with Peter the Great. I'm another Peter the Great. Peter the Great tried to Europeanize Russia. He loved French culture. He loved European culture. He understood he was at the dawn of the Enlightenment. He understood that wondrous things were happening. He tried to Europeanize Russia. St. Petersburg, for a while Leningrad, now St. Petersburg again, was his city, named after him. And he tried to make it like the Paris of the East. Putin has totally misunderstood Peter the Great. Totally misunderstood Peter the Great. I think that there is such a deep inferiority complex. You can't have, and Biden is incapable of doing this, but you can't have somebody like me in the State Department going, you're a genocidal sadist, pervert, and thief. If you so much as sneeze wrong, you're toast. No, you don't say that to him. I think what you say, very subtly, is that you have committed war crimes and genocide in Ukraine. We cannot tolerate, no civilized people can. It's not worthy of the Russian people. Not worthy of the Russian people. We can't continue to have a genocidal regime in place. We can't continue to have a genocidal regime in place. Connor, the phones. And so what we're going to do is continue to arm Ukraine. We hope you come around. We hope you come around. And he's got to be treated with firmness. Biden is doing it with firmness. Biden's doing it with firmness. But Biden is not the kind of guy who's going to get in his face. And the fact is that this guy is saying he's going to take back Alaska, that he's going to fight till the last Ukrainian is standing. Those are words that we can't continue to tolerate. Those are my thoughts on that one. One little piece of maybe good news, it's sad news in a sense, in the Atlanta, Georgia Senate race, Herschel Walker is the Republican nominee. Raphael Warnock is ours. Herschel Walker is a guy I always admired. I liked the guy. He was a great football player, but he got hit in the head a lot. He really did. And his own campaign now has let out that they don't think he's mentally fit for the job. One of them said to the press, he tells lies like he's breathing. Another one said he lied so much that we don't know what's true. I take no pleasure in that, but I'm just saying that it is very possible that we're going to do well in that race and that Raphael Warnock will get back in. Great show today. Coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place. Have a great weekend. I'm signing off for now.